Good morning, Wisconsin.
Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you at 8:06 on the clock. We hope you're having a great Friday out there, everybody. It's Friday.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Finally.
Thank you for kicking off your Friday with us. We got a bunch of things to get to this hour. In just a little bit, we'll get to Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. A little after that, our Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Terry and I will play his famous TV theme song. You get the correct answer, call up with the right name, and you'll win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Sounds great.
All that coming up for you, and we got some entertainment news I want to touch on a little later as well. Right now, this is I think this is a good one. Six common things that might scare your pets. I just went with my dad yesterday. They took my fur brother Sammy to get a haircut, and Sammy's great in the salon. Like, he's one of the most well-behaved dogs there is, because Sammy, I'm learning more and more, is a child. He is a child, because kids, you know, your own kids, they don't act right for you very often. But for others, they seem to do this all the
time. Thank goodness.
Yes, very thankful. Yeah. I don't think many parents would trade that off, by the way, the other. I think most parents are kind of good with that deal.
If they have to have their moments, preferably they're with the parents.
Sam does the same thing. Like, with my folks and me, he's not a bad dog, but he can be a knucklehead sometimes. And, yeah, he with others, he's great. But then you get him in the car, and he's all out of sorts. He's moving all over the place. They can't feel the ground. So it's very
disconcerting.
So he
doesn't like car rides?
No, no. Some dogs, you know, do. Yeah. Others, like him, not just has a discomplacement to it and everything. So we kind of you know, have to be aware of that with Sam, and it's good to know these things about your animals. Nobody, I would hope that you don't want to scare your animals or anything. We all know things like thunderstorms and fireworks have a tendency to scare our pets, but here are six common everyday things that can also do it. Like changes in routine, like if you're going on vacation or hosting a party. Having, an influx of people, especially smells that they've never had before. This doesn't necessarily mean that it's a scare, kind of like they're going to sit in the corner and never come up to anybody. They might be just very hesitant meeting these new people.
Or they might also be not aggressive. Not like that way, but more curious. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Not as well behaved.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe sniffing in places they shouldn't be, kind of thing. Yeah, yeah. But that's how they get to know you. That's how they become comfortable with you and everything. Moving furniture. Yeah, I've seen that one, where that can have a real effect on an
animal. Like rearranging?
Yeah. And we didn't even have I'm thinking of the first apartment I had, second apartment I had with an ex of mine, and our dog Gonzo. And we just moved. We didn't have a whole lot of furniture, but moved things around a little bit. Gonzo didn't know where to do with himself. he just sat there looking at the furniture for a while, like a good 10, 20 minutes. Finally, like when we sat down, he started getting more comfortable.
Wouldn't you have loved to know what he was thinking?
Just a second. Just love to know what's going through that dog's mind. Man, I left the couch here yesterday. Yep. Why is it over here?
Probably
now?
Some choice words for you.
Yes, definitely. Whatever the swear words dogs use are, yeah. By the way, I do want to know what dog swear words are. I definitely do. What are they? Is it just bark? Is it just does it have different? Is it the way you say
probably
it?
Something to do with a cat.
It's probably about yes. Good. Yeah. Good. I like that. Yeah. Noisy appliances such as the vacuum or blender. Yeah. There's ways to comfort animals with those things, or maybe letting them on the leash outside or something while you're vacuuming. I do that a bit, but. Then there's dogs that every time the vacuum comes out, it's like it's their Lex Luthor. It's their arch nemesis. Yep. And they just kind of nip at
and
it.
And I was just going to say, they bark and then they're at it. Yeah. But you know they're scared to death of it, right? Like,
yes.
As soon as you push it toward them, they're like, wah!
Oh,
but,
yeah, then they go.
But they always are barking at it. Yeah. I am, as I've told you several times, I was not a real big fan of getting a puppy. And we have he's a year old now. But there was things like that. Like, I'm like, I am not having a wuss dog. Like, he is not happening. And it turns out, and our previous dog was not afraid really of like fireworks or thunderstorms or any of that. This dog is petrified of fireworks, which fine. I mean, I'm not going to put him through that. Like, that's fine. But things like the vacuum or kitchen appliances and stuff, I'm like, dude, you're going to have to just adjust because, but right away from day one with the vacuum, he will do that playful, like you were just describing, but it's not in a, but he's clearly not scared because he's kind of funny about it. Like he thinks it's a game, but yeah, I was like, no, we're not babying you.
I don't, Because you're not doing anything cruel. So, no. I mean, I don't think that's such a bad
thing. And he's adjusted. Mm-hmm. And it is funny, you know, some noises, even loud noises, like they come because they're so cute. Like my my mixer, my stand mixer.
Yeah.
It's like how do dogs know there's cookie dough in the bowl?
That's a great question. I mean, I don't know if it's the smell or what, but they know when it's something that they're not supposed to eat or whatever.
How do they know?
Insects are number four on this list.
That scare them?
Yeah. I wonder if they're really, I don't know, I don't want to say using the term scare loosely, but a very broad word of it, because I see, like, Sam will find a bug in the yard, and he'll bounce back, and then he'll attack.
Yeah.
And he'll bounce back, and he'll attack, and I don't know if
like,
that's
like, we have these ginormous toads at our house sometimes, and those he will back off from, but last night this happened, and Randy was outside with the dog, and he's like, he has something, because I think I brought some recycling outside or something, and I just looked at him, and I can see he has something in his mouth that he's playing with. The other day, it was a mouse that he found in the tall grass, you know, and now, but he's playing with something, and I just looked at Randy, I'm like, I'm out. Like, I'm out of here. Well, it turns out it was a grasshopper. So I wonder how much that was bouncing around in his mouth.
Yeah.
Because it was alive, but he'd like get it in his mouth, and then he'd let it go, and then it would hop a little bit, and then he'd grab it again. So, It was actually kind of cute.
Yeah, it does kind
of. But I was not doing the battle of getting it away from him. Like, at that point, didn't care.
No. I don't blame you. You got to choose your battles wisely in those situations. So the other things on this list, number five, loud voices. You don't have to be yelling at your pets to freak them out. It could be something as simple as rooting for your team while watching the game on TV. Boy, I've seen a lot of dogs go through this in my house or wherever I'm living, especially like with hockey, where hockey can be or baseball is a great example too. It's a slow game. You're just kind of waiting for something to happen, Then all of a sudden your team, oh my God, and they win. Just from 0 to 1,000 within seconds, and you're jumping up. And I haven't seen many dogs not get freaked out by that.
And then hopefully they're on carpet, because if they're on hard floor, like, they can't get away fast enough.
Yeah. And unfamiliar objects. Remember when everyone was scaring their cats with cucumbers? Like, that was an internet thing or TikTok thing or what for whatever. I like that they're, because a lot of us, and you and I are really focusing on dogs here. We're both dog lovers and bad dogs and everything. I'm glad that they mentioned the cats thing there too, because cats don't get out very often. There are certain outdoor cats, but most cats aren't that. I think it's, We tend to not think about that with them often, and that is something to be really aware of, because, for one, if a cat is friendly to you at all, like, you want to just, like, you know, fine tune that. You don't want to ruin that. That is a blessing. You got lucky there. And these noises, some things like this and stuff, cats have a little bit better registering of memory than dogs do. And so cats are a little more, a dog may not know why it has abandonment issues. It just does. It just freaks out when you leave. A cat has a little more understanding of why it has those issues.
That's the reason that they hold grudges so long.
Right. Their brains are just a little bit different. They're actually quite a lot alike, but that is one key difference for them. They have a little bit better long-term memory, a little bit better registering memory. And that's why if they are scared of cucumbers, they are scared of something, yeah, it may be funny little video to freak them out or whatever, but don't, you know, be ready for the aftermath of that,
right,
because they are not going to let that go anytime soon. A dog will forget all about it, but a cat will, unless it's a certain trauma, a dog will forget all about
sure.
it. Cats, they don't usually let things go. They're not very good about that. This doesn't really have anything to do with that, but I did think this was kind of interesting, and I've been waiting to talk about this. Why do dogs bark at nothing? Why do they do this? Every dog I've ever known does this. In the shelters I've worked at, the dogs I've had, I mean, every dog, one of them do this. And there's literally a billion answers you'll get from people.
Did anyone ask them?
Nobody ever asked them, though. And if they just asked them, well, then the dog would probably say, I don't speak English.
They'd probably bark.
Yes. Dogs will bark when they are lonely or seeking attention. If your dog makes perfect eye contact with you while they bark, they're requesting your attention. If your dog is barking at outdoor things, sometimes it's something that maybe they see that you don't from their eye level. But more times than not, it is that either they want to go outside, or if, hey, I just brought you in, why do you want to go back out? It's attention. it's just kind of their way of doing this.
Or maybe they actually have to go out.
Yeah, which it happens all the time.
Which you probably maybe want to pay attention to.
Man, Sam's got a bladder the size of a pea. You let him out, and especially in the winter, you let him out. 5-10 minutes later, he's got to go right back out there. Yeah.
Well, Rex has this thing now where he just figured out how to growl, I think.
Mm.
You know, so it's like if someone arrives, like if a vehicle pulls in, he won't just bark, but he actually has to do a little growl. But he's not, I mean, he's a golden retriever. Like, he's not scary, but it's kind of funny when they just find their voice and they think they're being all tough, you know?
Yes.
But
yes.
It is, yeah, it's kind of cute.
Well, and this is, I mean, you only, imagine if you were a human being and you could only say one word. Like, and that had to cover everything for you. Yeah. And this is all they got. All they got is the barking. And so most dogs, like the Beagle, German Shepherd, Chihuahua, New Zealand, Huntaway, Shetland Sheepdogs, a Parcel Russian Terrier, all breed to bark. They're all bred to bark, I should say. So if you're, be aware of the dog you're getting. If you hate barking, first up, why are you getting a dog? And second, maybe these are the kind of dogs that would not be best for you. I'll tell you this. One thing I'm dang tired of, and I've gone way past my limit on, the people that yell at their dogs for being a dog. Like, what are you doing? Why do you have a dog then? Nobody's making you. Like, it's not like you have to own a dog. Like, if you don't like a dog being a dog, don't have a dog. It's
interesting concept.
It's not very difficult to understand.
Try a turtle.
Yes, yes. They don't bark. Turtles bark very
little. They're
quiet. Little, very quiet.
They don't eat much.
They're very... there's a lot of ways around that. There's other things you can do. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and we'll do some celebrating with Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. And after Melissa's news, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. All coming up right here on Mornings on WFHR.
This is always a good one.
Yeah, I like this one.
Of course, I loved 16 Candles.
It's a
loved
great,
it.
Yes, great
loved
movie.
It.
Great movie. Have no idea if it holds up, but still great movie. I loved it. It's time to do some celebrate with our good friends at Misty's Menu and their birthday and anniversary club. If you're hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And while you're at it, if you happen to run into anybody from Altman Construction, wish them a happy anniversary. Altman Construction is celebrating 40 years of construction excellence this September. They are proud to be serving the Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. They're posting some throwback photos on their Facebook page for their anniversary. If you get a chance, type into your search bar, Altman Construction, like their page. While you're at it, like the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties.
They're much younger than us.
Half as old. Yeah, the youngster amongst us.
Just babies.
But man, great people over there.
A lot of great work in the community.
A lot of it. And you notice, you see Altman Construction not only doing work around our community, but, you know, advertising in our community and putting a lot. You see their name among things. They support this community. They put back into it. We like backing people like that. And if you've been into our studio or if you haven't been any before, they built this. You know, they built their studio. They did an amazing job. Very patient people, too. I can't tell you, the first day we're in this building, it's Marcus and I and a couple of other people, and Marcus and I are putting this kid through the ringer. Just this or this, and he's just yep. And you couldn't have been better, couldn't have been cooler with us.
Probably
great
his
kid.
Favorite day, and, delivery and, day.
Right. It's fun. Great people over there. Very happy 40th work anniversary to our friends at Altman Construction. So we've got a great list today, Terry. First up, I need a one or a two from
two.
You. All right, there we go. And then I needed one through four.
Wow. Well, I'm going to go four because I never get to say four.
Uh-huh. Okay, there we go. And I need a one through three.
One.
All right, there we go. That gives us our qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Representative Scott Krug.
Oh, happy birthday.
Scott, enjoy your day. Scott, very similar to like the interview with Senator Teston a little bit later today. We don't always see eye to eye, but I would say, well, I don't know how long I've been doing Morning Magazine, four years, whatever it's been. Every interview we have, When we do, we lock horns, we get done, we end up wrapping things up talking Brewers baseball, you know? And Scott, Senator Test, and really all of our representatives, all of our people, they enjoy coming to this studio. Going way back to Carl Hilke, they enjoy coming Absolutely. Here, they like coming here. We want to keep that connection. We like having a connection like that.
I was laughing because when you said you don't always see eye to eye, I'm like, yeah, because he's about my height, and you probably like literally look right over him.
But I'll tell you this. Those guys, Katrina Shanklin, Congressman Kind, everybody that we've talked to before we talked to them on air, we all have the same feeling. You know, let's have a real conversation. Let's be transparent. Let's also just talk to each other.
That's just it.
You know?
Right?
I mean, you've never heard any of us insult each other or call ourselves baby, you know, names or be like little kids in a sandbox.
And just have adult conversations. Yeah. No soapbox needed. Let's just, you know exactly. what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate that out of him as much as I appreciate just him as a human being. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Scott's a good guy. And wishing him a fantastic birthday. Celebrate all weekend long, Scott. And Carol Ann Court is our qualifier.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to have Terry look a little bit at you. You're a little more familiar with last names around here than I am. Am I saying that right? Court?
I'm wondering if it's Cordy.
Oh, maybe it is Cordy.
I don't know, though, because I'm not familiar.
It is.
We'll say both.
Carol Ann's last name is K-O-R-T-E. So Cordy, I think, is a fair bet. Maybe. Carol Ann, you're a qualifier. Either way. You're our qualifier.
Free pie.
Though. Yes. On Saturday, September 17th, want to wish a very happy birthday to Matt Spiegel. He is a voice that most Chicagoans know. He's on the radio in 670 The Score down there. Matt was the, outside of the people I worked with at, you know, GLX and that, was the first radio personality that I talked to that not only like gave me confidence in this industry, that believed in me, but also took like he's a really popular guy down there. Like he's, you know, really well known. And I don't know how much is much now. I'm thinking like 10 years ago or whatever when this was when I first met him, and just reached out for the heck of it just to see, you know, if he could help at all. And not looking for work, just I was looking for critique. I was looking for some insight and everything. And he couldn't have been more giving of his time.
Cool.
Incredible guy. Incredibly good on the air. He's my favorite. Probably my favorite Chicago personality on radio down there. And dang good at what he does. Dang good at what he does. Very good. Also want to wish a very happy birthday, speaking of radio, to our former partner in crime, Bob Goff. Bob down in Adams there.
Awesome. Happy birthday, Bob.
FM 106. You can listen to Bob anytime I'm not on the radio. No, Joe, I'm kidding. Bob's awesome. Love Bob. Bob needed something right now, and he called up. I'd find a way to make it happen.
You know, or you could just pull them both up. Like, if you're listening on the computer, just start them both. And listen to you guys talk over each other.
Yeah, what could go wrong? And 5 seconds later, you're crazy. You literally have gone crazy. Bob, have a great birthday. I enjoy your day, sir. Also want to wish a very happy birthday to my sort of younger sister, Kelly Rogus. Kelly is one of my sister's best friends growing up. Her and Kelly were inseparable, Jillian and Kelly. And Kelly is a great mom, great wife, great sister. And she's also does a lot of great work in our community, working over at Wisconsin Rapids City Times.
Awesome.
Wisconsin Rapids City Times. She's worked over there for a long time with our you know, when Heather was there, working with Heather and stuff. And I guarantee you, if you've met Kelly, you've met one of the nicest human beings on the planet. She is just an incredible human being.
Nice. Happy birthday.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Jesse Wirt.
Happy birthday.
Jesse, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one, and you're our qualifier for Saturday. Moving on to Sunday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to an old high school friend of mine, B. Kang.
Happy birthday.
B's awesome. B's out there doing some really good stuff. He's a chef now, I believe. At least the last time I saw him, he was living in Minnesota doing that. And great family, all that. You love seeing that stuff, cool. You know. Also, happy birthday to Deb Fensel.
Happy birthday, Deb.
Deb, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one. And a very happy birthday to a very happy 85 years young to Marlene Furrow.
Happy birthday.
She's a longtime teacher in the Wisconsin Rapids area Catholic schools. Marlene, we appreciate all the work that you did for our kids in this community. And we hope you have a fantastic birthday. And you're our qualifier for Sunday.
Very cool.
And everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, Saturday, Sunday. Enjoy your day, everybody. Make the most of it. And you know somebody celebrating their day. Not only do we encourage you to get us that birthday and anniversary, send it to info@WFHR or James@WFHR. Make their day count. Give them a great day. Do whatever you got to do. Make them feel special.
Sing to them.
Yes, there you go. It's a good one. especially if you're a bad singer. Oh, all the more reason.
Then sing twice.
Yeah, nice, nice. Looking at our celebrity birthdays, Nick Jonas is 30. I only know that he's one of the Jonas Brothers. That's it. I don't even know their music, but I mean,
well, hey,
happy birthday!
That's
to
pretty
him.
Impressive that you knew that.
I felt pretty confident in that. That's all I had, though. But you know, those,
I wish I would have been like, no, he's not.
People seem to be fans of those guys. Oh yeah, that'd be great. He's not. And he's not one of the Jonas. Yeah, that's awesome. That'd be hilarious. Let's see here. Alexis Beadle is 41. She was Rory on Gilmore Girls, underground Renaissance member of Emily Uffelungen in The Handmaid's Tale. She's a great actor. I'm always surprised I don't see her more. I never saw Gilmore Girls, but she had a small part in the movie Sin City, and she was really good in that. Very recognizable face, too, those eyes and everything. I always make this argument, and I really can't decide of the two, who is the funnier of the two, and who I would say, if they were in front of me, is the funniest human being on the planet.
So it's got to be Tina Fey or Amy Poehler.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. And it's it turns out it's the other one. It's Amy Poehler's birthday today. Okay. She's 51.
Oh, wow.
That took me back a little bit. Leslie Knope on Parks and Recreations, or as she doesn't even know it, but Terry's doppelganger. Joy in Pixar's Inside Out, former SNL cast member, also Groundlings cast member. Amy Poehler is hilarious. She has done so many famous little bits and pieces. But if you don't know this about her, she got her start with the Groundlings out in California, and that organization, nothing against them, but it traditionally didn't do a real good job of like highlighting women or giving women much of a shot. That has changed after Amy, because for one, obviously a talent like that, you're going to make use
so
of.
So they were smart enough to catch right. on to her. Yeah.
But also because Amy went through a similar thing that Gilda Radner, Jane Curtin, a lot of the first cast at SNL went through. It was a boys club. And hey, guys, I got this sketch. It's not funny. Oh, no guys will laugh at that. Like, give it a chance. Give it a shot here and everything. Amy gets that break. They do the Upright Citizens Brigade, which was a TV show on in an improv comedy group that ran on Comedy Central for a couple of years. But Lorne Michaels saw that, and oftentimes he won't reach out to an actor that's already been established. It's kind of the opposite of what he likes to do.
Sure.
He likes to give people their break and really have those that hidden talent. But he saw Amy, and he's like, hey, he offered her a part. She jumped at it, and the rest of us
and she were thankful. Is hilarious.
Her facial expressions are some of my favorite things in the world. Love her work. Love her. Happy 51st birthday to Amy Poehler. And very kind of cool here, actually. An SNL alum, and I think you could say almost just as funny, if not as equally as funny, the great Molly Shannon, born on this day in 58.
Cool.
Now, Molly Shannon is famous for a lot of different roles. She's done some great serious work. Of course, certainly, many of us have been nervous before, and we get really nervous, and when we get really nervous, sometimes we put our hands under our armpits and we smell.
Isn't that just funny? Seriously.
Honestly, I think if you forced me to, I think I might have to say that she's the most fearless cast member I've ever seen on Saturday Night Live. Not just female, not male. I don't think I've ever seen somebody, not many people know SNL like I do. Like, and I've watched literally every episode and seen every actor on that show over its huge existence. I've never seen anybody more fearless than Molly Shannon. And she did something really cool with her career. She's doing work now, but if you notice, we didn't see her for a while there. Really, like little bits and pieces here and there, but not much at all. She got to the end of her run at Saturday Night Live, and most people that happens, and you're Eddie Murphy, you graduate to film or maybe TV shows. She just wanted to spend time with her kids. This was her dream.
And good for her.
Yeah.
I mean, because think about it. it could have just been that road of kind of where you're just pressured, or this is working, I should stick with it. Yeah. You know, good for her for staying true to her convictions.
Especially as an actor, where if you've got a little bit, if people are talking about you a little bit, you got to hit where the iron's hot. They'll forget about
a break doesn't work.
No,
right?
Yeah, you got to go where it's. So to do that with your career, I marvel at that. You know, knowing how hard she worked to get to that point. And have such a deep respect for her for it. And I'm so happy that she is being able to work now as the kids are a little older and all that. But just good on her, you know? I mean, that you never hear those stories. You never hear that.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking about how funny that sketch was.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, if I showed that to my kids right now, I think it would be like major eye rolls. I just don't think they would find it quite as funny as we did.
I know. I still laugh at it. I love that stuff. You know, we're sitting here. I shouldn't say we. It looks like it's about 60-40, but Tom Brady retires for like 2 seconds, then comes back, and that's a murky situation right now with him and his wife, and really how he is being looked at by the public and everything. Is it good? Is it bad? All this stuff, because we always put our own moral compass on people, of course. Then you've got a story like that with Molly Shannon, where she retired, no swan song, no big announcement or anything like that. She just does this. And, you know, it worked out for her and her family. Yeah. It's been better for them. Richard Marx is 59. Should have known better. Don't mean nothing. Right here waiting.
Rocking the mullet.
Richard Marx is actually really big on social media, on Twitter, and he's pretty funny on there, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Chicago's own. Rush Street. Richard Marx. Jennifer Tilly is 64. You may not know her, but I guarantee if you hear her voice, you'll know her. She's like the... she was in the Chucky movies and some other stuff. Yeah. But she's got one of those voices I think you'd recognize right away. Mickey Rourke is 70. Randy the Ram and the Wrestler, Whiplash and Iron Man 2. He was in the Expendables as well. There was a point where Mickey Rourke was supposed to be the next Marlon Brando and stuff. And then he kind of... he just didn't deal with fame very well. He didn't like that everybody thought of him as too handsome and stuff. So he went into boxing and got his face all banged up.
His face rearranged.
Yeah.
He was too pretty.
Then he had plastic surgery, which did not go well. And all these things happen. And I think, and I am hard-pressed to say this, I think as far as his career goes, it might have been one of the better things for him because it really gave him a chance. Like The Wrestler, some of these other roles he's done, he's been looked at as a thespian, not just Mickey Rourke.
Sure.
And that kind of, so that was kind of what he wanted all along, just took a long way to get there. And Ed Begley Jr. is 73 today. Stan Sitwell in Arrested Development at 80s, you know, all over the 80s and 90s, Ed Begley Jr. Some people are no longer with us. Two of the greater actors I've ever seen. I'd like to take a moment to wish a very happy birthday to, gosh, I had it right there. Who was it? Peter Falk. Peter Falk, who, of course, was Columbo. And I have to tell you, Mrs. Columbo used to make the most wonderful peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I love Peter Falk. Loved his work. I watched as much Columbo as I could as a little kid with my Nana Papa. And that, I mean, you know you are a legend when you do one. He's done other work, but you have one role, really, that you're known for, and people don't just know the, you know, Columbo. They know who the guy who played Columbo.
Right.
That's saying something. Peter Falk also, his right eye was surgically removed at the age of 3 because of cancer. And he was told very often, you'll never get work. Nobody wants to look at a face like that. Nobody wants to work with somebody like that.
Interesting.
You'll never get work, especially back in the day. He may hear that now, but way back in the day, oh, yeah. You would not... It is very hard to understand how hard you have to work at something that is so, you know, seems like to some people, like, why? Just go work in a factory. Just go do this or whatever. This was his passion. This was he believed he was meant to do. And he was right because he was dang good at it. He was very good at what he did. A shout out to those casting directors that cast him as Columbo because not a lot of people wanted that. Not a lot of people had it. And my God, how much better are we all for it?
Back then took a much larger risk than it would be now.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because now you just move on. You just flip to the next thing.
Right. And the wonderful, the legendary Lauren Bacall, born in this day in 1924, passed away in 2014. In the classic 1944, To Have or Have Not, she seductively told Bogey, just put your lips together and blow. And... made a huge... unfortunately, that's all she kind of gets known for, one of the better actresses in human history. Lauren Bacall could work. She did great work. You never saw a bad scene of Lauren Bacall's. I believe, if I got this right, it may be a little off here, Humphrey Bogart's favorite actor to work with.
Oh, really?
I believe that's cool. What I read, and I think it is biography or something like that. Loved working with Lauren Bacall. Loved working with her. Those two are really good together. Fantastic actress. I wanted to take a quick glance at the weekend real quickly here. So taking a look at September 17th, let's see, Alexander Ovechkin is 37, left winger for the Washington Capitals, Stanley Cup winner. A pretty darn good hockey player, too. I should mention that. Elvira is celebrating a birthday tomorrow.
Look at
She'll
that.
Be 71, the mistress of the dark. That's great. Phil Jackson.
Do you even know that song?
I don't know if I know the song, but I know Elvira. I know Elvira very well. Very well. Kevin Clash is 62, former voice of Elmo. So the voice that most of us grew up on. When it comes to that voice. Well, not grew up on, but knew, heard. And let me see here. How about September 18th? Let's take a look at that real quick. And I see on Sunday, Jason Sudeikis is 47 on Sunday. A lot of SNL birthdays this weekend. Jada Pinkett Smith is 51. And let's see here. That's about it. Oh, James Gandolfini would have been celebrating his birthday on Sunday. One of my favorite actors of all time. Gone way too soon. Born in 61, passed away in 2013. Mr. Tony Soprano. We will go ahead and take a break real quick here. But first up, we want to wish everybody a happy birthday or anniversary that's celebrating today and this weekend. Enjoy your birthday and anniversary. Enjoy our friends over at Coleman Construction. And visit our friends at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What we're going to do right now is give you guys a chance to win two free concrete mixers, two value baskets from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's, and all you got to do is tell Terry and I what TV show this theme song is from. That's it. That's all you have to do.
It's that easy.
As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, get ready to call 424-2600 and let Terry and I know just what TV show this one is from. We're going to go ahead and play it right now. Wow.
I loved this show.
Let's see if we have ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
I come up blank. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. Thanks for trying. And thanks for listening and trying. Keep on listening and keep on, you know, you can call back if you'd like, sir. Otherwise, the phone lines are still open, 424-2600. See if we have ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
I think it's Family Ties.
Oh, good guess. Good guess. But no, not correct. But nice. Good guess. I like the guess. I'm going to play a little more of this here for you. There's nothing like 80s sitcoms.
And a star cast,
yeah,
seriously.
Star cast, 80s sitcom. She was good.
She was really good.
Yeah.
Let's give some clues, huh?
Yeah.
Female executive.
Female executive.
Male housekeeper.
Yeah, yeah. She. Great. You're so right about the cast. 80s TV show. Female house. Female in charge. We've never had this happen. This is awesome. This is great. I don't like stumping you guys necessarily, but I'm a little shocked because I'm a little surprised. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
I'm going to guess Who's the Boss.
Yay! Nice job.
Nicely done. Thank you so much for playing along. Great job. And it's a great guess. Can I get your first name?
Sure, it's Debbie.
Debbie, thank you so much for playing along. Had a feeling about that one, huh, Deb?
Not until you mentioned the female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, to be honest, we don't want to stump you guys. We want to get you guys some free Culvers. So I'm not trying to like stump anybody, but I have to admit, I enjoyed that a little bit because we've never gone that long with the theme song before.
And that's what I've witnessed also, so I was a little frustrated.
Well, all the more reason I'm glad you won.
Yay.
Thank you so much for playing, Deb. Real quick, where are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
Right on. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Deb, hang on the line. Got to get some information from you, and I want to make sure that I get it correct because I got to give it to my agent because you are our new star of the day.
Thanks for listening.
Yay.
And thank you for listening, Deb. Appreciate it. Yeah, Who's the Boss was great.
It was great. Well, I think for me, that was one of the first TV shows that I can remember that was kind of, you know, the opposite role. Right. Yep. Like the non-traditional roles. Now, yeah. I don't know that we'd really think that much of it, but it was just fun. And watching the trailer or the, you know, for that I could just see on your screen. Yeah. Like that was fabulous. I love that. And the grandma, I don't know what the actress name was, but her name was Mona. Right.
Yeah.
And she was, oh my goodness. I loved that show.
She
Catherine Howland. There we go.
Yeah. I couldn't think of it. She was so good. Judith Light was great on that show, but she was so darn good. Now young Alyssa Milano, I could forgotten all about
that. Yeah. Well, and who doesn't love Tony Danza?
Yeah. I mean, Tony. Yeah. Yeah. Going way back to Taxi, I was a fan of Tony Danza. So
great show.
Yeah. Good one. That was fun. That was fun, everybody.
That'd be a fun binge watch.
That would be, I bet. It'd be fun. I always like watching those shows and seeing how they compare to now and everything. Be listening next Friday for another opportunity to win some free Culvers with our star of the day. And visit our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Visit Culvers wherever you are. Great company that puts back into the community. And, oh, yeah, some of the best food you'll ever have.
And there's that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on mornings on WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you, 8:52 on the clock. And again, a big shout out to Debbie, our most recent star of the day.
Great job.
Visit Culver's today. Get you some Culver's in ya. We're going to get into this next topic. And this is an interesting one, Terry. The states with the most confrontational drivers. and it turns out it's the state that neighbors you. That's what they answer.
Oh, to the south?
To the south, to the north, wherever you are.
Oh, in general. I thought you were being literal.
No.
Okay.
Wherever you are living right now, the worst drivers are always the state that borders yours.
Yeah.
When I was in California, that's how it was. When I lived in Illinois, it's how it was. When I lived in Wisconsin,
well,
that's how
probably
it is.
Because how often do you get two states over?
Right.
I mean, what's the likelihood?
So that's the real answer, but we'll go ahead and look at what Forbes says is the answer or whatever. Forbes recently conducted a survey on road rage and included 5,000 drivers, 100 from every state. Pretty good survey. It's a pretty good body of data there. They scored each state across 10 factors, everything from honking, yelling, and offensive hand gestures, all the way to forcing another driver's car off the side of the road or even more dangerous acts. And in the end, the state with the most confrontational drivers is... Utah.
What?
Huh? Get out of here.
See, I just go right to big cities.
Oh, sure. I did too. I would too.
I thought it was going to be New York.
I would have said, if you didn't say New York, I'd have said Los Angeles or I'd have said Chicago or whatever. And,
Utah. So what? Salt Lake City?
27% of drivers in Utah said that they know of someone in their state who was injured in a road rage accident. Thank you, Terry. That's a huge number right there. 27%.
Did you say injured?
Yeah. Like in a road rage accident, specifically. So I don't. I'm theorizing here. I have never been to Utah. I don't even know anybody from Utah. But I spent a lot of time in California. And Californians, but for the most part, very laid back people. Pretty easy going. You know, you bump into them, you say, excuse me, keep moving, a lot of that. You don't get a lot of the city stuff you do in like New York and some of those things. But you get them on the road, and oh my God, all bets are off. It is Mad Max. You got guys, and my first time on one of those major highways where they're like 10 roads.
Yeah.
Or 10 lanes.
Lanes.
And I'm trying to
maneuver. In one direction. Yeah.
Trying to maneuver, trying to figure this out. I've got this guy tailgating me.
Oh, there's no grace. No, none.
Ends up speeding up just so that he can come alongside me and give me one of those famous hand gestures. And it's a most stereotypical hippie I've ever seen in a VW bug. Like, it's a big peace sign on the back of his VW bug as he's giving me these hand gestures that are not the peace sign. I wonder if there's a little of that in Utah.
It's just one finger short of the peace sign.
maybe he just was tired. I think you couldn't see
the other finger.
Maybe that's what it was. Have a peaceful day, man. Yeah. The state with the second most confrontational drivers is Missouri, followed by Colorado, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Nevada, Maryland, Indiana, Washington, and Delaware. None of the ones that I would have put in my top five.
Interesting. I was just trying to think of how many of those states that I've actually driven in, and it's not a whole lot of them.
The state with the least confrontational drivers is North Dakota. Not a lot of stress up in North Dakota roads. Not as much traveling.
Yeah, well, you don't. I mean, we just traveled through North Dakota. You don't meet a whole ton of cars.
Yeah. Pennsylvania is second, followed by Michigan, Florida, New York, Texas, Virginia, and Georgia. Of course, the question always becomes, where does our state rank? Where does Wisconsin show up on this list? And taking a quick look, let's see here. Of course, they're not going to make this easy for me to find. They just have a top 10.
Oh, there you go.
So they don't even have this.
So we're just somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, which is,
okay.
You know, where most of the Midwest ends up with this list, it looks like.
The Utah thing still kind of throws me a little bit.
Me too.
Oh, if you hover, does it tell you something? Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Wisconsin ranks 13th. So a tie for 13th with, let's see here.
For worst? Or for best?
A score 86 out of 100. So I would say the best. So 13th best.
I mean, well, let's say best.
Yeah.
Regardless, let's say best.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, especially because I'm looking at some of the ones they said were bad, and I'm seeing them lower ranked. So yeah, New Mexico is ranked 5. That's kind of interesting. But yeah, Utah. Oh, no, wait. So, okay, Utah is ranked number 1.
Oh, 100
out of 100.
Now you're going to flip it around.
So now it's Wisconsin's ranked 13th. That's a tie, 86 out of 100.
So the darker the color, the worse they are.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it has a lot of
How can
of
Illinois
factors.
Be lighter than us?
It's generally actually a good question, I think, just because you would think Chicago alone would.
Yeah.
But if you take Chicago away, not a whole lot else traveling going on. Certainly a lot of agriculture going on, but not a ton. Whereas Wisconsin has a Madison, a Milwaukee, you know.
Green Bay. Fox City's area.
You know,
I mean, that's gotten much more well-traveled.
I think because of how big Chicago is and stuff in the Midwest here, we kind of don't think of it that way. But actually, there's a little more city in Wisconsin than there is in Illinois when you look at it in a little bit of a way here. I know I'm being very careful around this one. I know I know how you guys could be. James@WFHR.com. But it is kind of interesting, I think. And look, if Wisconsin was the best state on this list, we could all do better. I think that's what I'm taking from this is we could all be better to each other on the roads and be smarter drivers. Like, we could all be a little bit better about that.
Yeah.
I had this happen the other day. I'm driving Chuck's Durango that he let me borrow. And again, big thank you to Chuck Gennaro letting me use that Durango for as long as you did. Appreciate it, Chuck. It's sort of how you left it. It's fine. But I mean,
each of the four corners has a little bit of a scuff.
Otherwise. Not bad. The turn signal. I wasn't used to the turn signal and everything. So even borrowing it for a week or two, whatever, it's been a little longer, a little less. Yesterday was traveling and I thought I hit the turn signal. I didn't hit it. And I was lucky there was nobody else on the road because I felt like a fool. I was turning and I did not hit my turn signal. Things like this. We can all get better about that stuff. And it just makes our road safer, makes it easier on our nurses, our police officers, on everybody. I mean, it's a win-win situation if there ever was one, people. So just be a little smarter on the road. Okay, we'll wait on this subject. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. We'll hit some entertainment news. And actually, it's pretty much just country news. We're sticking very...
Oh, perfect.
We'll talk about what's new on your small screen as well. Got a That Ain't Right story a little bit later. Also, some good stories of the day. We'll catch up with the United Way and plenty more on Mornings on WFHR right here. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.